Welcome to the first Sunday of 2024 at Life Changers International Church, and we're putting God first this year. That means He's first in our heart, first in our soul, first in every area of our lives. He's first because you were His idea. He's first because He was the first to think about us. He's first because He was the first to love us, the first to believe in us, the first to pick us up, the first to care about us, the first to think of us, the first to transform us, the first to accept us, the first to love us when we are unlovable. So now we get to put Him first. I want to start with this verse in Habakkuk chapter 2, because get ready to experience the glory of God in 2024 like you've never experienced it before. I'm saying again, you are going to experience the glory of God. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is the goodness of God. The glory of God is the presence of God. The glory of God is the arrival of God's power for whatever situation you're facing. And I love what the Bible talks about in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. God gives us this prophecy, "For the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." The earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The waters cover the entire sea, and God's glory is going to cover the entire earth. And it starts with you and it starts with me. God is making us into His glorious church. His glorious church is described in Ephesians chapter 5, that God is making us and conforming us and transforming us to be His glorious church. The bride of Christ, the church that God created for His glory and created to be glorious, full of His power, full of His goodness, manifesting His power, manifesting His goodness. You know, the earth is going to be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. And it all starts with Jesus' first miracle in Scripture. We know that He took the water and made it wine. He said, "Fill the water pots with water," in John chapter 2. You remember? He said, they ran out of wine, so He said, "Fill the water pots with water." Now, they needed wine, not water, but He told them to fill the water pots with water. And the Bible says that when they had filled the vessels with the water, He said, "Now take some out." And the first taste and the first cup that was pulled out of those vessels of water, it had all turned into wine. Why is this so important? Because when God turned the water into wine, it says, when Jesus turned the water into wine, it says in John chapter 2, this was the first time that Jesus manifested His glory. He manifested His glory. How did He manifest His glory? It's when He did a miracle of transformation. Turning the water into wine was the manifestation of God's glory, or the revealing. This is the first time God took the lid. Jesus took the lid off of the glory as He turned the water into wine. God's going to transform your life, and He's going to take the lid off of you and off of what's holding you back, and He's going to reveal His glory in your life, His goodness, the arrival of His power, His presence. These are all the words to describe God's glory. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them have dominion." God created us to have dominion, but He created us in His image for His glory. Now, I love this verse in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. I want to read this to you from the King James Bible. It's amazing. "Thou art worthy," He says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure all things are and were created." Notice what He says there. He said, "For You, Lord, have created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." We were created to bring God pleasure. We were created to give Him honor. We were created to give God glory. It makes Him happy to have a relationship with you. It gives Him glory to have a relationship with you. It honors Him to have a relationship with you. He gets pleasure out of you who He created. Now, There are things in our lives that God is working on. There are things in our lives that we're working on ourselves. There are things in life where we try to help and encourage and work on others and one another, right? But God loves us as we are. God accepts us as we are. But God transforms us simultaneously. And at the same time, he is happy with us, pleased with us, but he's also changing us from glory to glory, right? We'll get to that in a moment. But I love this passage of scripture in Isaiah chapter 43. And I want to remind you that we're putting God first today. Why not the first Sunday of the year put God first? Let's put him first on our mind because we're first on his mind. He has us first on his mind, so let us put him first in our mind. He gives us his best by giving us Jesus. Let's give him our best by giving him our attention, giving him our minds, presenting to him our body, a living and holy sacrifice. Romans chapter 12 says, right, in verse 1, he says, therefore, this is worship to God. This is glory to God. This is what gives glory to God. This is what gives worship to God, to present ourselves to him, to present our bodies to him as a living sacrifice. You know, just dying for Jesus is something that would just happen in a moment, but living for him is a lifetime. Sacrificing our body and dying for Jesus as a martyr, there's glory in that, and there's honor in that, and wow, those who have offered themselves in that way, they will have rewards above and beyond what we could ask or think. But all of us may not be created to die for him, but we're all created to live for him. I want to read the scripture to you, and maybe I'll come back to Romans 12 as well to show you how to give God glory. But in Isaiah 43, verse 1, he says, but now, thus says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear. Notice what he says there. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, it will not burn you. You will not be scorched. The flame will not burn you, for I am the Lord your God. And then look at what he goes on to say. Since you are honored and I love you, I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I'm with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. And I will say to the south, do not hold them back. Verse 6 goes on to say, I love this verse. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the whole earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory. I want you to see something here. The first thing God says is do not fear. And the last thing he says in this passage is I have created you for my glory. Do not fear. And at the end, for I have created you for my glory. Now, how do we get from the place of not fearing to the place where we are actually giving him glory? Because he created us for his glory. He says, do not fear. And there's several reasons there that God tells us that we can be free from fear. He said, reason number one, how to be free from fear, I have created you. See, we're really putting God first, but we're also finding the greatest treasures in God's word. Here's a list of things that you can do to experience freedom from fear, to realize these things, these truths will drive fear out of your life. He says, do not fear because, number one, I have created you. Number two, I have formed you. Number three, I have redeemed you, which means I bought you back. Number four, I have called you by name. He knows you specifically by your name. He said, I've called you by name. And then he says, you are mine. You know, when God says you are mine, he's not saying it in a way that is authoritarian or possessive. He's saying you are mine. You are precious to me. You belong to me. Therefore, I'm going to take care of you. Because he goes on to say, you are mine. Therefore, I will be with you to pass through the waters. I'll be with you to pass through the flames. He says, because I love you. God says, because I love you. That's why I'm doing these things. Because I love you, because I honor you, I will give you back what has been taken from you. This is an amazing passage of scripture that God is telling us how to give him glory. We give him glory by realizing that a life with God is a life without fear. And how does God deliver us from fear? We are delivered from fear when we realize I'm created by him. I'm formed by him. I'm redeemed by him. He knows my name. I am his. He will be with me through waters. He will be with me through flames. Because he loves me, he honors me. Because he loves you, he honors you. And he will give back to you what has been stolen. You know, I'm going to pray for you in a moment, but I want you to realize why God does all these things for us is because he created us for his glory. I love what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. He says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your Father in heaven. You see, we were created to receive his glory, his goodness, his presence, his power. And we were created to give him glory. We were created to receive his glory, his power, his blessing, his presence, created to receive his glory, and we're created to give him glory. Now, if we receive his glory, which is his power, his goodness, his presence, if that is his glory, his power, his goodness, his presence, and those are all things the Bible defines as his glory. If God gives us his glory, we should give him our glory. We should give him our power. We should give him our goodness. We should give him our presence. You see, he gives us his glory so we can give him glory. We give him glory by giving back to him what he gave us. Well, what did he give us? Everything. He gave us his goodness, so let's give back goodness to him. He gave us his power, so let's give our power to him, surrender it to him. He gave us his presence. Let's give him our presence by being a part of his church, by being a part of his spiritual family, by spending time with him and with his people that he has made us into as the bride of Christ. You see, it's really easy to give God glory when you realize he gave it all to you. He gave you his glory, his power, his goodness, and his presence. That's his glory. His power, his goodness, his presence. That's his glory. Let's give him our power. Let's give him the good that we have. Let's do good to him, for him, by doing good to others. And let's give him our presence by being his, coming into his church body and being a part of this special family. You know, the people who built the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, it says, they said to themselves, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Notice what was their demise. They made a name for themselves. They wanted to make a name for themselves. They wanted to build a city for themselves. Let us make a name for ourselves. Let's build a city for ourselves. You see, that's the opposite of giving God glory, because that's giving self glory. This world is filled with people that are popular and that give glory to themselves and receive glory from people. But we don't want to receive glory from people. We want to receive glory from God. We want to be honored by him. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel, those who honor him, he himself will honor. We're not here on this earth to make a name for ourselves. We're here on this earth to make a name for our Heavenly Father, to expand his name. You know, the word son in the Bible, son and daughter, is the word builder. It means the builder of the family name. Not our name, the family name. What is the family name? The body of Christ. We're sons and daughters of God. You know, I love how God shows us here in Isaiah 43 that we were created to display his glory, that his glory might be known, that his goodness, his power, and his presence might be known. This is the goal of God with which we must align our hearts and our actions. We give him glory when we trust him. You know Proverbs 3:5 as well as I do, probably. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. But he goes on to say, and we'll close here. He says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. How do we give him glory? Leaning not on our own understanding, but trusting the Lord with all our heart. How do we give him glory? He says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Like, invite him in all your ways. Acknowledge his way is going to be your way. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The word kingdom there in the scripture, when Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, it means God's way of doing things. God's way of doing things. Giving God glory means doing things his way. Putting God first means doing things his way. He says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll make your paths straight. It's not even our job to make our path straight. It's our job to invite him into all the ways of our life. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge Jesus as Lord, and he will make our paths straight. Then he says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your substance. Honor the Lord with your substance. Don't just honor him with words, but honor him with substance. Glorify him with your wealth. Glorify him with your glory. Glorify him with what you have and with the first of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will overflow with new wine. Who's ready for your barns to be filled with plenty? Who's ready to have your vats overflow with new wine? I know you are. I know I am. What do we do? How do we do this? How do we trust the Lord? He goes on to say, honor him with the first. I know that you might have had an opportunity to give to God before I came to speak today, but I want to invite everyone who didn't take the advantage, or maybe you hadn't joined us at that moment, to be able to give our offering, to give to God, to bring our tithes, our offering. We don't give that to God because we're under the law. We give that to God because it gives him glory. When we seek first his kingdom, when we put him first with our body, put him first with our minds, we put him first in our day, we put him first with our finances, God first. It's a lifestyle. I want to invite you to this lifestyle. Let's start by giving him the glory, our wealth, our substance. It may not seem wealthy. It may not seem like you have wealth, but to God, whatever you have is wealth. And when you give him the first fruit of it, it gives him glory because it means something to you. It means something to him. Let's seek first the kingdom this year. Let's put God first this year as a lifestyle. Let's take advantage of this opportunity and let's put him first with our offering. Let's put him first with our tithe. Let's put him first with our money and watch what will happen in your life. All these things will be added to you. All these things, not a couple of them, everything you need is going to be added to you when you build this lifestyle of God first, giving God glory, bring the first and the best to him, giving God glory, become all that you were created to be, and watch what God will do as you go from glory to glory to glory by staying with him first in your life. Would you take a moment and either use the QR code or you can go to our link, lifechangerschurch.com/give. You can make your tithe, your offering there, lifechangerschurch.com/give. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for each person who's giving today, each person who's putting you first today, each person that is giving you glory today with their substance, giving you glory, not just with words, but with their heart, with their substance, with their increase, with their money, with their time, with their talents, Lord. We thank you for each person and for you, Lord, to do above and beyond what they could ask or think. He said all these things will be added to each and every one of us when we put you first. We do that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for connecting with me today at Life Changers International Church. I want to pray for your healing too. Let's take a moment for your healing. Let's take a moment, believe for miracles. Father, thank you that your glory also means the arrival of your power. I pray for healing. Pray for the gifts of healings. from people, the top of their head to the soles of their feet, from people struggling with sickness, disease, infirmity. I curse it and I release healing and I speak healing and I speak health over your body. I speak health over your mind. I speak health over your finances. I speak health over your family. I speak health over the top of your heads to the soles of your feet. Healing, miracles, breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Amen. God love you. I love you. And I can't wait to see you in our next service. God bless.